And I think with that, we go to item five, which are reports. 5A is trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. I can certainly start. Had the opportunity in the last week to accompany Christina and Tim on on-site due diligence visits with both Veris and Makita. I thought the discussions were really very good with both firms. Learned a lot, as always. Learned a lot about the depth and breadth and strength of each firm. And I thought the discussions were candid. They were robust. And I learned a lot. And so I thought it was helpful. It was helpful to attend. I was pleased I was able to join. So that's my report out from that visit. Anybody else want to report on?
Yeah, I attended the NASR conference and NCPIRS funding forum. Just some quick notes. At NASR, some actuarial trends. Looks like the change in number of active members is improving, increased over the past few years. And that inflation they see will likely hold steady in the long term. There was a futurist there that said was concerned about U.S. growth decreasing with an anticipation reduction to 1.5% over the next year or so. That U.S. inflation will accelerate next year with a prediction of 4.25%. But that after that initial shock from the tariffs, so that should level out and go back down to about 2.5% over the next 5 years. They stated that a 1% increase in tariffs equaled about 10 basis points of core inflation. And currently our tariffs are at about 18.3% overall. With respect to immigration, mass deportations will increase inflation and reduce GDP. And as mentioned, agriculture and construction are two of the industries that are hardest hit. Deficits will be higher for longer and more than, well, his prediction was that more than likely no rate cut this year. Because of the inflationary effects of the tariffs. But I know it's been reported that 95% or folks think that in September there's going to be a quarter point interest rate reduction. The Eurozone is hopeful. Unemployment is at its lowest level, and borrowing growth is starting to accelerate. So they see that as a positive, and a lot of spending increases in defense and infrastructure. So productivity has increased quite a bit. They see the emerging markets, ex-China, should do well over the next year or so. In Japan, the labor market is very tight. Inflation has increased, and corporate governance improvements have occurred. And all of this is meant for a increase in attraction of global investors. They see a recession in the U.S., that risk is low. And let me see. What's looking favorable going forward is the DAX, Japan, Korea, infrastructure, alternatives, real estate. And demand for gold could go up as there's more uncertainty in the currency markets. At NCPIRS, I just got back late last night. The health of retirement systems in the U.S. has improved over recent years, and the improvement has been significant with state contributions. So the plan sponsors have done better jobs at improving their contributions. This is meant for more assets in the retirement systems. And however, the funding status overall has been fairly flat. But that reflects an overall decrease in the assumption rates. So even though assets have improved, funding status has remained the same, but that's been offset because of assumption rate decreases. So for an example, West Virginia in 1991 had a funded ratio of 8.8%. They closed their defined benefit plan at that time and started a defined contribution plan. That didn't pan out very well for the state, and we've seen something similar in Alaska. And so that they went back to a defined benefit plan back in 2005. The state has made extra contributions above and beyond the actuarial obligations, and now West Virginia is 84% funded. So the very healthy. Kentucky has been chronically underfunded, but they have improved. They went from 36% funded to currently 61%, and they're still working on trying to improve that. There was a presentation by CalSTRS. CalSTRS is 77% funded, and they are on track to be fully funded by 2046. And by comparison, I think we're scheduled to be fully funded, or anticipated to be fully funded, by around 2032, if that's correct. Yeah.
Seems ambitious, but
yeah. Well, you know, our administrative team and investment team in this institution is, you know. They did create a strategic plan to specifically address their funding status, and they're proceeding with that, and it's doing well. With respect to asset allocations, asset allocations have become more complex over time, especially post-GFC. And a big factor in all of this was that interest rates were minimal, close to zero for many years. And so fixed income took a hit from that and forced systems to move to alternatives in search for better yields. So the complexity of our portfolios has increased over time. But luckily, more diversified and complex portfolios have tended to outperform simple ones since the GFC. So, I mean, that's a question that we bring up with our own portfolio. Is it worthwhile to be have the complexity that we do? And they did not talk about it on a risk-associated context, but you have. Tim has brought that up over and over again, that the bang for the buck that we get has been favorable over time. Economic outlook, David Artig, who's the chief economist or chief economic advisor for the Federal Reserve in Atlanta, spoke at the end, and he was very demonstrative with respect to the nightmares that he has regarding tariffs. And that's what keeps him up at night. He's concerned for increased inflation, and the inflation in services has peaked more than other areas of, from his report. Employment has softened, but immigration has decreased. And again, he talked about the border activity. Those who are seeking asylum and applying for temp work visas has pretty much dropped off the map. And again, the biggest impacts hitting the industries in agriculture, construction, and hospitality. He also stated that population growth in the U.S. without immigration will turn negative in 8 to 10 years. And this will slow the economy. Another important thing that he brought up was the debt to GDP ratio. And as of March 2025, we are at 100%. And Christina, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he said the projection for 2054 was 194%. And this will cause for a rise in interest rates. So I guess it's kind of a continuum, not necessarily that all of a sudden in that year that jump up. But that's my report for the two conferences.
All right, thank you, David. Any other trustee reports? Not hearing any. So with that, Christina, staff reports.
Tim just has an update.
Quick report out on past commitments that happened over the past few months here. We've got five commitments that have been made. I'll go through them quickly. We committed $40 million to Arlington 7. This is a private equity firm that takes control positions in government-regulated businesses that require high security clearance. So there's a little bit more of a gated element to the ones they do. We committed $50 million to Arcline 4. They do control buyouts in industrials. This is a firm based in Nashville, so you got a little bit more of that Heartland industrial base in this one. We committed $30 million to Cloud Capital 2. This is a data center construction business that sells to hyperscalers. So think, you know, the big four names out there. It's a predefined portfolio that's already half delivered. So this was a way to kind of participate in kind of a guaranteed offtake agreement. Cross Lake 4, this is single-family residential in the Sun Belt and Mountain West. We previously committed $60 million to the fund based upon some developments at a large deal that they're doing in Utah. They needed some additional capital, so we committed an additional $20 million to assist with that build-out. And then lastly, DFA Treasury. So this is our first dedicated treasury allocation to go into the risk diversifying portfolio and to help offset some of the factors of AFL-CIO. They use a combination of TIPS and treasuries. DFA is an existing manager. We committed an initial $100 million to that mandate. That's what I've got.
All right, thank you. Any questions of Tim on the allocation? Not seeing or hearing him, so thank you.